We shouldn't be keeping our feeders full. You can't go to DeBrine's Seed Company buy bags of eggs to fill your bird seed.
No, I'm afraid that would be kind of like empty calories for birds. I know a lot of people like to take out their old bread, you know, and toss it out for the birds. What happens, though, is the birds fill up on that, and it's kind of like you're with your kids. They fill up on junk food, don't really get the right type of calories or whatever and nutrition from that, and they're full, so they don't actually eat what's good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with your kids, okay, the next meal they'll eat better. The birds, kind of weather, the next meal might never come because they might freeze to death. Need the right nutrition to keep them warm.
This is life and death stuff.
Yes, it is.
Don't feed them bread and eggs. Don't do it.
Yeah, it really needs to be. Right now, they're really looking for high protein, high fat things. So things that's got a bird seed mix that has some black oil sunflower seed in it, or suet or peanuts or something like that. Really, that's kind of what they're looking for right now. That mm-hmm. gives them a lot more energy so they can keep warm, especially when it's 8 degrees out tonight.
Jeez, unbelievable. We've got a call. Yeah. Good morning. You have a question about feeding your birds eggs from motels?
Gonna tell you, my birds are out there right now just enjoying their woodpecker and their chickadee mix.
Yes, high in black oil and nuts.
Every kind you can imagine.
All right. That's very good.
And as far as the waffles, do they put a little taco seasoning on it?
You know, I didn't see that.
I'm wondering if that sausage might be a little bit
spicier
or something.
Well, it's not for me, but it could be for somebody.
Yeah. Well, somebody's going to try it, and I might have to be that somebody.
Oh, yeah.
But
people trying.
Anyway, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
So the birds, they need the seeds.
They need the seeds right now, and a lot of their natural sources of food for this time of year, like my viburnum bushes, I know are filled with berries, but the birds are never going to know that because they're under like 3 feet of snow right now.
Right.
So I'm making sure that I keep my feeders full at my house. And this week's seed special at DeBrine's is Will's Junco Wild Bird Seed. A 40-pound bag is $8.98 this week. That's a great deal.
That is a really good deal.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people stacking up on bird feed because it looks like winter is going to be here for a while, at least the next week. So get out there and fill those feeders.
I'm going to do you a favor, Jan, because something that we've talked about the past few weeks, and we're tired of talking about it. Here we go. There's roof mail at DeBrine. Go buy it. Let's talk about cleaning out birdhouses.
Yes, that's important. Actually, the bluebirds are starting to come back. We have actually had some that have stayed here all winter. But clean out the the bluebird houses, because they want a clean bluebird house when they're checking them out, you know, to see if it's a perfect. It's just like, you know, when you go in the neighborhood and you're mm-hmm. looking at houses, that's what the male bluebirds are doing right now.
So bluebirds, they're very particular about
the clean
house.
They're very particular about what they're placed, because the male bluebird will then pick the perfect house and start to build a nest. So when the females come up in a couple of weeks, they can say, oh, look at my house. It's a lot nicer than George's down the street there. So get out there, clean out those bluebird houses, because the little birds have been using them all winter long. As if you've kept them up, they'd like crowd 20 little birds in there at night to keep warm.
It's amazing the mating habits of different animals. That's so relatable. Look, honey, I cleaned and vacuumed today. Can you make dinner, please?
Can you make dinner, please? Yes. Look what I made just for you. So
that's fascinating, though. I didn't know bluebirds were that particular about having. So get out there and clean it. It's basically
clean them out. Yes. So they're nice and clean. So the male bluebirds will go, hey, I want to live here. So that is the perfect. This is the perfect time to get out if you can get out there.
I was going to say, if you're too cold to get outside, there are things that you can do inside, right?
Yes, you can start planting some seeds inside. On my Facebook page yesterday, I posted a picture of my petunias that I planted. Mm-hmm. They are up about an inch now. I'm so excited.
Nice.
It's something green and growing, and the guys keep going upstairs into my office just to look at something green and growing.
Okay.
It's just, nice when you look outside and all you see is gray, different shades of gray.
50 shades of gray.
Yes, that's about it. So it's just kind of fun. And honestly, if you do want tomatoes and a lot of the flowers, you really need to start them now indoors. The petunia seeds are kind of fussy. They need at least 80 degree soil temperature.
Here's my question for you, and I pretty much probably know the answer to this, but I bought my girlfriend for Valentine's Day. She loves tulips, and which, of course, is great for her that I moved to the Tulip City. But I bought her a little pot with tulips that were already, they already bloomed.
They're forced.
I'm assuming those don't last, but when they wither, will they come back next spring if you plant them? Because they've got the soil in the pot.
Okay, so what you want to do is once they've turned, you know, the flowers are gone, you can pick the stems off, let the leaves go back to yellow.
Okay.
And then you could cut them right on down.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, once the soil is workable this spring, put them in the ground.
And then they'll pop back up next
then
spring?
They should pop up next
Now, they
spring.
Won't pop up this spring?
No.
Okay. I was making sure. That makes sense. So.
Yes, but they should, if you let them, you have to let all the energy go back down into the bulb.
Okay.
Because right now all the energy it had is
up top. I got
up top.
Okay.
So let it all turn yellow. So the energy goes back down, and then cut them off, and then plant them, and you'll enjoy them again another year.
Do you have any advice for planting things inside? Because I know you've got like your contraption heating pads and lights.
We've got kits that have all of this in it. We've got a kit that's called, I don't know, the Nano Dome or something like that. That's got the heat mat, the flat, everything, even a light that goes on top of it. I think that runs around $40, but we also have one without the light.
It's like a Breaking Bad laboratory, but for your seeds inside.
I know, but it's so much fun to get these things up. The heating mat this winter is almost kind of a necessity in the house.
Really?
If you put it like even in your south window, which usually works really well for me in my south window because we have enough sun this time of year, it's too cold.
Yeah.
So,
a
little heat mat.
So much colder next to the window.
Yeah, a little heat mat underneath there keeps the soil warm enough, and the seeds will do extremely well. But we also have all the seed starting soil. It is a special soil that you use for starting seeds. It's a real light, fluffy soil.
Okay.
So these little teeny tiny seeds, they can actually get through that soil. You know, some of our potting soil is so thick and packed that they don't like that. So the seed starting soil, we've got lots and lots of seeds, a huge choice to think for. So if you want to do some tomatoes, some flowers, whatever, even peppers, it's about time to start those too inside. If you want to start them from scratch and from seed, this is a great time to do that.
Absolutely. Something else you can do inside is, when we're thinking of spring, is planting a garden. When you say planting a garden, what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, remember, you have to go back to last year and go, you know, the beans really didn't work out well there, and I had no good luck with cantaloupe, so I'm probably not going to try that. But, you know, remember what failed last year, remember what did well, maybe increase what did well, you know, maybe rearrange the garden a little bit, you know, this works better over here in this corner. This might work over here. It's a good thing to plan your garden and plan it. So I'm going to plant some radishes and spinach and lettuce first thing and peas first thing in the garden. But, you know, they're done, you know, within a month or two. Then when I pull them out, don't waste that space. Then I'm going to put in beans and have that all figured out what you're going to do. But remember to plant some flowers in your garden because you want the bees to come around and pollinate. So if you got some flowers in your garden, you get the bees and the butterflies and the natural pollinators. So
that's perfect.
You don't have to go out there and hand pollinate, which is not a fun thing to do.
That could be the subject of maybe the next garden party next week. And
how to hand pollinate.
The joys. Yes. Your nightmare, roof melt and hand pollination.
Pollinating, yes.
Let's do it.
So it's a real important thing to plant it now. And, you know, my dad always said it wasn't a garden without flowers, and he was right. Way
I think
back
it's something to that.
So
yeah,
there is something to it. But maple sugaring time, folks, almost here, finally. So remember to pick up your maple sugaring stuff at DeBrine.
Fantastic. Jan Musum of DeBrine Seed Company. Jan, thank you so much. I appreciate you joining in with all the festivities and fun stuff that we do this morning.
Oh, hey, it's always fun here. Yeah.